Gehring actually is scrapped. They had a kid. They were at nine players. They've got so many dual roster guys. And just talked to Greg yesterday, and they had a kid break a wrist and another one blow an ACL, I guess, in the last couple days. So that one's out. So we get a weekend off. But, yeah, that the Norton one, I'm glad that we got that in, and we'll have them again on Monday. So, you know, that's a team that it's frustrating. The last couple of years, we've struggled to beat them. And you know, last year, the kid that they threw against us was, I don't know if he was throwing a curveball. I mean, it was almost 90% of the time it was we were seeing off speed, and for whatever reason we struggled to adjust. But yeah, this year, the other night, and in our tournament as well, we showed up just ready to go against those guys. And like you said, that was huge, being able to respond after Broken Bow and Holdrich, because we were just, you know, wiped out. And it's, you know, what I've kind of been saying is we're at the point in the season where, which if you've been a part of a team sport, you get there where you're just around the same guys all the time, and you're kind of sick of each other. You're tired from the sport. It's summer, and you know, sometimes your brain just gets away from what you're doing, and you know, it doesn't really matter what sport that is. It happens, especially when you've got kind of a longer season. So that was a good one to bounce back with, and a lot of that we just got back to playing our game. I think, you know, a lot of times what happens is on the mound we overthink a little bit, and you know, Coach Hines and I called about 50-50. Bryson and Trenton have both been pretty well trained up on how we like to call a game and kind of a sequence that we like to run through with different batters. And, you know, we've kind of about turned it over this point of the year where they just can call the games as our catchers and let work with the pitchers. And, you know, sometimes we shake off and think, oh, I can throw a better pitch in this scenario. And instead of just, you know, trusting and not thinking and just playing. So that was kind of the name of the game at the plate as well. We a lot of times try to work a count, and that helps with base runners. And, you know, we're big about just get on base. But, you know, at the same time, we need to get on base, but we also need to knock in runs. So when we took the approach of, you know what, take the strike zone out of it, take balls out of it, just get up there. If you can hit the ball, do it. And, you know, kind of approached it like a almost a BP mentality of if you can handle it, handle it. And, you know, obviously the results showed.
I think after that, you've got Norton, as you talked about, and Ogallala, and that's it for the regular season. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yep, that's it. And, you know, like, it's tough because last year you look and we ended up with a final record of 21-20. Right now we are at 12-8. So, you know, we've almost cut the games in half, but, you know, we also had one less tournament. You know, we had a weekend where we went up to the Panhandle and did a five-game sweep up there. So if you eliminate that, I mean, that's nine games right there that we did not get compared to last year. But, you know, at the same time, it's almost probably better because when you look at kind of the rest of the area, we're about on par with everybody else game-wise. You know, sometimes, well, last year, the year before, we played 35 games in the regular season, and then you had some like Minden, they played I think 11 or 12. And when it comes down to the seeding for the area, it's all based off win percentage. So, but we're kind of back in the same kind of normal amount of games as everybody else. You know, seeding wise, we're probably looking at a top three seed, just what we can get off of the other teams' final records off of Game Changer for now and kind of projections. But yeah, we're July 25th. We'll start our area. Juniors are starting this weekend, so it's crazy how fast it goes. And next thing you know, it's football season.
Gut feeling, what do you think a seed for you is in that area tournament's going to be?
So, like I said, it's kind of hard because, you know, Broken Bow and Holdrich, they each got two games off of us. That's four games that we dropped through the season. So they're probably looking to be like a 1-2 seed. And then we've also got Louisville Weeping Water, which we can't get a whole lot of information on them. You know, just being that east part of the state, it's again, you don't really know what you're getting with those guys because of the competition they're seeing every day. And then we've got Minden and O'Neill also. So, you know, with Brookville, Holdrich, Minden, McCook, that's kind of a normal area six. And then no real rhyme or reason to the other two. Usually it'd be an Aurora might slip in historically, or, you know, usually Gothenburg's in there. So, you know, I'd imagine imagine what we can find will be, like I said, top three, maybe looking three playing four, or possibly even a four seed playing a three seed. But, you know, realistically, at this point in the year, it's hard to say, and with a six-team area, there won't be a bye by any means. So it'll just be show up and play your way through.
You talked about this, the juniors getting after it. You got to be pretty proud of them. First of all, the Pinnacle Bank Junior Bees and what they went through this year, winning both the league and the tournament title. Boy, what a job by Coach Anthony and Coach Anthony and Coach Lenz. Those guys did a great job with those kids.
Yeah, that's huge for the program in general, and just kind of the way that we've been trying to structure things. You know, when I was hired 4 years ago, that was kind of the idea, was let's just try to, and you say that, and kind of what I was told, we want to model it almost like a high school program, and, you know, where this really does supplement our school baseball. The Junior B, seeing that success that they had, and especially, you know, 10 years ago when I first started coaching baseball after college, you know, I was at that level, and we had three Junior B teams, and this year where we had one Junior B team, and we've got one juniors team, there's been years we've had two. The success that they have had at the lower level is huge, and that, you know, if you don't have good quality coaches at that level, guys that know what they're talking about, guys that are comfortable in the system, it's impossible to really build anything. And, you know, that's kind of being around the football program, that's kind of always been our thing, is we got to build from the ground up. And, you know, it's good to see that we're investing, and the big thing, I think, is the stability that we've had. You know, Bryson Golian and I were talking the other day, and his first couple years of Legion, I think in 2 years he had four different coaches between his dual roster stuff, juniors and seniors level, and it's just hard. And where, you know, I'm comfortable with every level where I don't have to be overly involved, and I can just show up and support the guys. And, you know, both Coach Anthony's and Colton Lentz, I know that they know what they're talking about. The juniors level, I know that Coach Rakes and Coach Harvey, they both know what they're talking about. And it's, baseball is just a different sport where, you know, there's a lot more scenarios than anything, where it's, you know, a technique. There's not real one cookie cutter way of doing things. And as long as kids are just being exposed to, you know, how to play the game the right way, that's going to help everybody out. So yeah, that's huge for the program, and, you know, really excited for those kids. And I'm really excited to see what happens at the juniors level as well, where, you know, if we could get a district championship and get a league championship at the junior B level, that generates the excitement kind of around town of, you know what, when you're done with Spelling, don't be done with baseball. And that kind of has been the plague that we've been dealing with the last few years, is guys just, they don't keep going. So hopefully we can get that excitement and keep it going.